Let's learn here. Baruch Hashem made it almost on time. On time late. Okay. Get another person. Okay, so we have this. We're doing this new piece of Gemara. This is a hard Gemara. It's a very. The beauty is that it's a small Gemara. So it's the Cheshbon is not so much. The Gemara says, Rava says, Vikudu, Kishadis Bor Benayu, Ika Asya Likudu, the Matzah. Bor and one other one, you can learn out all the others. Levar, Karen, except for Karen. Shum the Ika the Mifrach, Malikudu, Shkemu Adam Mitrilasa, because there's some Pircha. So interesting, Rashi doesn't even comment on this. I do not believe so. What this means. And Tysus has a very big problem. What this means. Shekemu Adam Itzchilasa. Okay, let's wait till we get to the Tysus. And Tysus says an Ein Laimar. And then he says what the right shot is. Okay, well, let's wait till we just read the finish the Gemara. So the Gemara says there's some kind of Pircha that you can't learn how to carry. Shekemu Adam Itzchilasa. We say just the opposite. Adirabo, interesting word. Karen Adifa. Not only is Karen not more cow than everything else, but Adirabo. Karen is more chomer than everything else. Shekavanos alahazik. So there's such a manda amar. So according to that manda amar, Afino Karinami Asya. So Rashi says, Udamanda Amar, Lo is Barashev. He doesn't know. It's very unusual, Rashi, because usually Rashi knows everything. So Rashi says he doesn't know where that Manda Amar is. Okay, I'll ask you a very simple question. What do you mean you don't know where that is? The whole Mesechta we've been talking about, that Kavanos Salahasik is a Chumrah. So what does Rashi mean? It doesn't know where that Manda Amar is.
That says that it's a default because of Kavanos Lahazik and it overcomes the Kula of Mood not being Mood Mishlo. Okay,
that is correct. I'm allowed to ask a silly question. In other words, Avada, the Gemara said before numerous times that Kavanos Lahazik is a Chumrah. But the Gemara never said that Kavanos Lahazik overcame whatever this X Kula is, which we don't know what it is, Shekemu Adam Mitzchilasan, but apparently it's some Kula. So just because Karen has a Kavanos, I know there does have a Kula and a Chumrah. So who says that the Kula beats the Chumrah? The Chumrah beats the Kula. Maybe it's a Suffolk. In other words, if you have a racing car and it has a better motor than the other cars, but has worse wheels. So I don't know who's going to win the race. Now, on one hand, you have an advantage, and on one hand, you have a disadvantage. So it says you can't learn, Parshat Shad is, you can't learn it out, because since it has a Kula and a Chumrah, right, that's the Pasha, something that has a Kula and a Chumrah, they don't cancel out, and you can't learn it out from everything else, because maybe the Kula makes a difference. You have a Chumrah, but just because you have a Chumrah, but in the Maisa, you have a Kula, right? Person can be, so, you know, you have a car with a great motor, but if it doesn't have wheels, it ain't going anywhere, right? So the great, no matter how good of a miter you have, that doesn't, miters don't usually knock off coolers.
One second, but don't they all have a Milas and Chesronos?
Yeah, okay, so what? But this one, apparently we had a Pircha. The Gemara says there's a Pircha. The Pircha is that Karen has this particular chisaron that no one else has. And maybe if you didn't write Karen, I would thought that this particular chisaron, whatever it is, we don't know what it is, came that it's not Mu'adim Mitzchilasam, causes a Ptur. Everyone else's chisaron doesn't cause a Ptur, because those chisaronis don't cause a Ptur. But this particular chisaron, that they are the other ones are Mu'ad Mitzchilasan and you're not Mu'ad Mitzchilasan. How mean it was that causes a tour. So the fact that
absorbed where? Absorbed by Karen or by the others?
Absorbed by Karen.
If
the fact that Karen is missing Mu'ad Mitchila. In other words, the Torah wrote the others, but those cases are Mu'ad Mitchila. Now you want to learn out with a binyan av to Karen. So you can't, because you could have a svara to say that maybe Mu'ad Mitchila is a reason to be Mako. It's like if Louis saw none of the other, only, you know, if you didn't write H, you just wrote sure. We say maybe Ruach Chaim. Maybe if you don't have Ruach Chaim, it's a reason to be Mako. Maybe Ein Horech Umazik is a reason to be Mako. So maybe Ein Mu'ad Mitzchilasa, which we don't know what that means, but whatever that means, that's some kind of kula, that you're not Mu'ad Mitzchilasa, while everything else has Mu'ad Mitzchilasa.
Therefore what?
Therefore Karen would be Pater.
If it's Pater, then the Mu'ad Mitzchilasa is relevant now.
I don't know what Mu'ad Mitzchilasa means. I'm just using them as you can't ask me any question, Robin. It's a word, I don't know what it means. Karen is not Mu'ad Mitzchilasa.
It doesn't Mu'ad Mitzchilasa assume.
I don't know what it means. I'm saying we're leaving it. We don't know what it means. So, saying I don't know. I'm saying it code.
Right, you're taking it easy today, Rebbe, so I'll hold
that. Karen is not Mu'ad Mitzchilasa. Whatever that means, I don't know. It's a machlekes in Taisus. We'll see. But there's some kind of Gemara says that if it didn't write Karen, I would say that Karen is Pater because Karen is not Mu'ad Mitzchilasa. Now the Gemara says, Adarabba, there's a different daya that says Karen Adiva Shekavanasa and Hazik. So this daya is a very strange daya. Besides that Rashi says he can't find it, it sounds also illogical because if Karen has some kind of kula, obviously the Gemara just got finished saying that there's some kula that Karen has. So just because Karen has a maila of kavanas on a hazik, how does that maila remove the kula? So you have a kula and a chumra, right? Let's say it says in the Mishnah, if it didn't write bor, I would say the bor is pater because it's not hoylech umazik. It's not tchilas, that's not a good example.
Unless the chumra is goofa, the reason for the kula.
If somehow or another.
Right, because it's kavanas lahazik, that's why it has the constant.
I don't know. I would say it like that. Even that would not work. If the only way it would work, how would it work? If seemingly.
If it neutralizes.
In other words, it's on the same. Somehow on the same track. If we don't know what Mu'ad Mitzchilasa means, but if somehow or another Kavanasa Lahazik is on the same track as Mu'ad Mitzchilasa, so then the Chumra of Kavanasa Lahazik undoes the Kula of not Mu'ad Mitzchilasa. But that, you know, I don't know if anyone who says that, but that would be the only a pashas way of understanding what the Gemara is saying.
So if Kavanas Lahazik in itself is the reason why you say that they're Tam and then Mu'ud, because it has Kavana, and therefore the Cheska is Tam, because of the fact it's Kavana, most of them are don't have.
You're adding too much information for me.
Okay.
I don't know what Mu'ud Mitzchilasa means. You're thinking you know what it means. I don't know what it means.
I'm suggesting a possibility.
I don't want to, I'm not ready yet for Bobby. When we Taisus, there's a svara called Karen is not Mu'ad Mitzchilasa. Somehow or another, the fact that Karen, this is a simple reading of the Gemara. So there's a man d'amar that says, according to Rashi, Rashi seems to apparently understand why Ein Mu'ad Mitzchilasa is a kula. Taibis has a great deal of difficulty, but Rashi had no difficulty. So Rashi understood it. Now there's a mandamar that says that the chumra of Karen, because it's Kavanas al-Azik, undoes the kula. And therefore it makes that you can learn it out from a mamatzin or a kalvachomer, because logically the kula of Nat Mu'ad Mitzchilasa does not function when there's a chumra of kavanas al-hazik. Now, I don't know what the logic for that is. And Rashi throws in lois farish heifer. Okay, that's what Rashi throws in. Lois farish heifer. What?
Is there a reason why Karen has to be at difa? Just why can't it be enough to be just adraba kamanos lahazik, and it's just and it cancels out somehow?
Okay, I don't know. Parshas, there is no reason. The Gemara, if that happens, you have to find out where it holds.
It sounds like very fine slicing. I'm saying that they'd be equal. That's just
yeah. Okay. Not necessary. Just that it's yeah. Just say I would agree. It's like unusual. Okay. Right. That's Rashi. So in Rashi, we don't know what Mu'a Mitrasa means. And we don't know what the Svara, how Kavanos and Isaac can cancel out Mu'a Mitrasa. Right. We don't know either of those two Svaras. Okay. Now, so the question is, I guess we should do it in historical order. We have Tisus and we have the Grah. So I'm not sure, it could be we should do the Grah first, but we'll go in historical order. Tisus came with the Mitrinas, Pluto. Ain't the Farage, Shemishal, Nezek Shalim. Tisus had a half a meter. There was Pshat in Aimua the Mitrinas. Because we know already the halacha, the Torah wrote a pasuk that Karen Tam is Chatzi Nezek. So it's not a physical criteria. Now there are two different types of kudas. There are kudas that are based on physical criteria. Ein holechu mazik. You know, the kavanos and hazik is a physical chumra. Hanorazeka is a physical chumra. These are logically, these differences make for a difference. And then there are halachic kudas, where it could be logically, my logic might not say it's a kuda, but I see from the Torah that there's a kuda. So whether my logic is right or not, I have no logic, but the Torah, you see from the Torah that there's a kuda. The Torah went ahead and said, Karen is Chatzi Nezek. So you see, that the Torah is more mekel by Karen. So even though they're really, in other words, this ain't a farish, we'll be saying like this. Logically, we should make a kavachomer. Because not a, or a kavachomer, a binyanah, whatever, from Bor v'chad nehanach. Because logically, if Bor v'chad nehanach is chayiv, then Karen should also be chayiv. And Shamir said yesterday that Rashi says it's a kavachomer. Okay. So logically, Karen should be chai. However, I look in the Torah and I see an interesting thing that the Torah goes against my logic. And the Torah says that Karen is chati nezek, while everything else is nezek shalem, Karen dam. Oh, so here my logic says that Karen is more, is a kavah chomer from bor v'chad mehanach. And now the bor v'chad mehanach is chayiv. Karen is surely chayiv. Yeah, but you look, the Torah was making on Karen. Karen is chatzi nezek. Right. That's Tovis's Ein Lima. According to this Ein Lima, before Tovis slugs it up, what's the tzad Karen Adiva? Does that make sense? Because she came Kavanos al Hazik.
Idea. I mean, I don't even know what this shot is because, and simply,
one at a time. Would that make sense?
Lechora not. It's not neutralizing it.
Right, lechora not, and because lechora it's on, it's not shayach. Not just because it's not just lechora. It's on two different, because the kula is from halacha. So the fact that you have kavanos al hazik. But still, you see, the halacha is that Karen Tam is more Mako, right?
That's only after the pasuk, though. No,
this is. Can that really be a kosher saying to begin with?
This is kasha.
No, but those say that can't be.
You're not being fair. Tavis has a kasha on this chapter. I'm working with the chapter before Tavis shlocked it up. Tavis, there's somehow or another, even before the pasuk, we know that Karen Tom is Chatzi Nezek, and that's the Kula. So therefore, Taibis to say, that's how Taibis read the Gemara, that was the Ein of Farish. Shemesh Shalem, everything else pays Nezek Shalem, and Karen Tom pays Chatzi Nezek. Aye, Karen Tom is Kavanos and Ahazek, and it still pays Chatzi Nezek. So Adarabah, the Pircha of Chatzi Nezek slugs up the Chumrah of Kavanos and Ahazek, because you see that Karen is more cow. The Torah was made. In other words, even without Kavanos and Ahazek, logically, you thought Karen is more chomer than Bor v'chad me'ado. You were going to make a Kavah Chomer. But the Maisa, you came along and you said, okay, very nice, I want to make a Kavah Chomer, but I see from the Torah against my Kavah Chomer, because the Torah said Karen is Chatzi Nezek. So now you go in and you say, well, but Karen has Kavanos and Ahazek. So what? So logically, it should be Chayim. Good and logically, it should be Chayim. But the Maisa Karen is Chatzi Nezek. So you see, it's not Chayim, it's more Mako. Right? In other words, it's very strange. I'm not giving up yet, but it's very strange. Taibis is the Ein Leimar. Besides Taibis is Kasha. Okay, Taibis is going to ask the Kasha on this Ein Leimar. But how in the world is this Ein Leimar supposed to read the Gemara that Kavanos and Ahazek could neutralize this? They're not just on different tracks. They're different planets, because the Kula is in Halacha and the Chumra is in Metzias. A Metzias can't neutralize a Halacha. Okay, I don't know. Anyone have an idea about that?
For the halacha is neutralized by the Kavanos and Ahazek.
What?
Maybe the reason for the halacha, like it's Mishona, is neutralized by the fact that it's Kavanos and Ahazek in some way.
How can you say? But the nice.
Because it makes it because if the halacha is based on the fact that it's Mishona, but Kavanos and Ahazek says it's not really such an aberration because it's intentional, so then maybe it talks at least to that.
Karen Tam is also Kavanos and Ahazek.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Despite the meaning, even though it's Mishona, but the fact that it's Kavanos and Ahazek takes away from its Mishona-ness.
But with all that, and yet you say it's Chatzi Nezek. So you have a Pircha. If Chatzi Nezek somehow or another was a Pircha.
But vis-a-vis the other Mazikim, it's not like it's still just as Orche as the rest of them, even with
this. But yet, the Torah is Chatzi Nezek. So therefore, that's a Pircha. That shows that the Torah views it as more Mekom. The Pircha of Emu of the Mitzvah Asam is Hashem Shad. Is that logically, I don't understand it. Logically, I would have learned out from Bor v'chad me'ado that you're chayim. But the ma'is I see from the Torah that my logic is wrong, because the Torah says you pay chatzi nezek.
Don't you have to say in structure otherwise the whole thing that is never going to make any sense, no?
I don't know. I don't have any structure. I'm asking a question. I don't understand.
Maybe as a structure, it's one track, meaning that there's really only one thing that's relevant to something being a mazik. And therefore, if Kavanos l'hazik adarabah, then that might force us to say that chetzi nezik is like a gzeiras hakasav. It's not.
The whole pircha was that we're not assuming gzeiras hakasav. Look at the halacha, and the fact that the halacha is more meiko proves to you that even without Kavanos and Ahazek, we thought that you should learn out Karen from a Kavah Chomer. So our logic always said that Karen should be Chayim. But Shkemu Adam Nitzchilazim said, very nice, I'm sorry you have your human logic, but your human logic is obviously wrong.
Kavah Chomer is not human logic. Kavah Chomer is...
Okay, but it's some kind of halachic logic. Okay, but there's in other words, based on the klalim of okay, maybe you're right. Okay.
I'm just trying to say that therefore theoretically the rabbi could force us to say that the chetzi nezek is exeris akasav and therefore not relevant to a pircha.
Shekem u'avdim itzvin asan says, and therefore it must be more chamer. Aye, but the Torah says otherwise. And that's all right. That's very hard. Because one
is like Soros.
That's why I'm trying to say that a one-track concept. A mazik or not a mazik is on one track that Kavanas Lahazik says Adarabba, Kavanas Lahazik, and this is really beyond the other mazikim, and the idea of it being Hatsi Nezik al Korchak is Exerza Kutsu.
I hear, but I'm not yet ready to buy that, because Parshat Shad, if it's the whole point is, if it's Katsing that, like you see, even if it's Exerus Akasa, but the Exerus Akasa is Megale, that the Torah, Exerus Akasa, even though we don't understand it, the Torah had a logic. And the Exerus Akasa is saying that Hashem feels that carries more cow.
I hear, but Lamaisa in the Mandam Paul Ganiska Mamona, he says Hasale Rahmana. If it's a Hasale Rahmana, then theoretically we have no right to type that up as a kula.
Yes, it is, because why were they Hasale up here and not anywhere else?
What about Sueros? There is something else, and it's Regal. So we have a precedent that Chati Lezit doesn't necessarily mean it's like.
Okay, well, that's Cyrus,
Rabbi, could I
just support this?
What?
How did you know that Soros is not a kula? Where did you come to that?
Well, Regal, I mean.
Okay, anyway, what? I'm sorry. What?
Rabbi, on Daf Dalet, we ask on Rav Yehuda that shouldn't there be a Kal Chaimer because of the fact that Karen is Kavanas Lahazik? And we don't respond with a Pirch on that. It's Chatzin Nezik. So doesn't that help show that there's a level of a Chumra that overwhelms Chatzin Nezik?
No. Because on that Dawid, first of all, that you're saying, Pashas, you're saying the Gra.
Right.
But so that's cheating.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that's what the Gra meant, but.
Okay, but that's not a good raya, I don't think, because on that Dawid, they're just explaining the Gemara saying that the Gemara says that. The Mishnah says, I forgot who it was, it said that Shur was Karen. And the Mishnah said that if you wrote everything else, you wouldn't know Karen. And they said, why not? Because Karen has a kula, because Karen is Kavanas Lahazik. So that's what the Gemara said. So Gemara said, that Svara that you said, that you can't learn out Karen because Karen is Kavanas Lahazik, is Adrab is a Kavah Chaimer. Doesn't mean that there can't be other pirchas. The Gemara, there might be other reasons why you can't learn out Karen. The Gemara that Dawid is not saying that there's not any other care. The Gemara is going to turn around and the next line and say that there's a different reason you can't learn out Karen, because Karen lacks Hanana Zeka. The Gemara was only responding to Rabbi Yehuda, I believe. That Rabbi Yehuda said that Kavanas Lahazik is a kula, so they're taking that svara Kavanas Lahazik.
At least I can feel the fact Rabbi answered that way. That Rabbi at least thought along these lines at some point.
No, I thought on these lines that I don't understand the gra. What he's talking about, I don't understand anything. I don't understand.
Rabbi, is it possible?
What?
Rabbi, is it possible to say that it's working some type of structure that you need both? Meaning you need, there's two factors. We were saying before, we don't know which factor is it. Let's say a race car. We don't know if it's the engine or if it's the tires. But maybe you could say that it's perhaps both. So you can't tell me
that makes sense when things are both physical. So they're both like on the same track. They're both helping the race car go. So then you can compensate. I got bad tires, but I got a good motor. So my good motor compensates for my bad tires, whatever. But that's because they're somewhat on the same track. But here, the fact that it's not Mishaneh, Nezek Shaneh, is not a physical characteristic. It's a halachic characteristic. It's not a reason to be Mako. It's a simon. It's not a Siba. It's a simon. I see from the Torah, the Torah was Mako. So you can't knock off a simon with a siva. They have nothing to do with each other. I'm bringing you a raya. You say, well, I have a sara. So keep your sara.
Well, really,
no, but I brought you a raya. I brought you a raya from the Torah that carries more cow.
Rebbe's not saying that the raya is that look, you see from here, it must be more Mako. Maybe it's because it's a physical Nezik or Nezik Shalim is
a physical
knas on the person suspect. Or a physical.
It makes us suspect that was why it's a percha.
And we can't say that, Rebbe, can we say the Kavanasal Hazik is countering Dark Al Hazik?
More cost, more money.
No, so can we say that Kavanasal Hazik is a counter to Dark Al Hazik? The reason it only pays.
You're being unfair again. You're bringing in Tyvuses, John.
I'm saying in Tyvuses.
I'm not up to Tyvuses. I'm up to Tyvuses and Leimar.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go further.
Rebbe, maybe but Rebbe's saying, anyways, before that. We don't want to say that it's a raya because we don't want, meaning maybe it's like it's costs more money. And so maybe that's pshat. I mean, I'm saying a different pshat than I said before.
Let's leave it fair, maybe. Let's leave it. So superficially, it's very hard to understand what the Zayin Limar is. So someone would say, why are we fetching so much on the Zayin Limar? It's only a Zayin Limar, right? That's, I'm sure someone's going to say that. So, but let's go further. So then Tyvus says, Tyvus shlugs it up. Him came, Karen Ami Asya, Kivan the Loksif. In other words, since Karen, with the whole Gemara is don't write Karen, and I will learn it out. So if I care, I'll learn out. Karen is Nezik Shoting, even by Karen Tam. So what is he? You can't say the Gemara means you can't learn out because Karen is Hatsi Nezik and everything else is Nezik Shaleng. Because Adarabba, I would learn out Karen is also Nezik Shaleng. Sounds like a very strong Shlaga. Okay. Adam and Farash Rabbeinatan. The Mu'adim mitchilasam aina shedark on the Hazik. Mu'adim mitchilasam means that they're dark on the Hazik. Hashem came to Karen. Distam shvarim the cheska shimer kindly. The Mara means that Karen is different because it's not mu'a mitzvah, it means physical behavior, not halacha. So this is changing the word. Instead of mu'a mitzvah and discussing the halacha, is discussing the physical behavior. That physically, the animal is b'ches kashimur. And that's l'man damar pagan niska klasa. Then when the Gemara said to the Madra Adra Karen Adifa, Hai the Madra Amar Pagan Niska Mamina, Shadarka Lahazik, but Okaima Becheska Shimur. How does that fit into the words of the Gemara? Uda Madra Amar Adra Karen Adifa, Shikan Kavanasa Lahazik. Now, there's according to Tysus, Tavis is saying that the other Madamar is that I owe that Karen is La Becheska Shimur. What did I have to do with the words of Kavanas and Hazik? Bain of Yahoo Becheska Shimur, Bain of Yahoo La Becheska Shimur, Karen is Kavanas and Hazik. So where is that in the words of the Gemara?
Karen Adifa.
Oh, so you have to say that it's pretty bad. It's not really in the words of the Gemara. Now, there's bringing in Kavanos and Hazik is almost irrelevant. The Gemara is saying, Amad Amar Karen Adifa. He holds it's Adifa. Why is he holding it's Adifa? Because it's Kavanos and Hazik. How does Kavanos and Hazik make it Adifa? Granted, you have an Adifa, Kavanos and Hazik. In other words, he said somewhere, he made this statement, Karen Kavanos, he holds Karen is Adifa. But why should it be Adifa? Granted, you have Kavanos and Hazik, but you got a Kula that it's Becheska Shimur. Terence is, he holds that there is no such Kula. He holds it's La Becheska Shimur. If you hold, if it starts out equal, so then Kavanos and Hazik, you make an Adifa. But really, it comes out that the fact that it's Kavanos and Hazik is irrelevant and immaterial. And really, what he meant to say is that he holds that it's La Becheska Shimur. It wouldn't be Adifa unless it was La Becheska Shimur. But the fact that it's Adifa and the fact that it's Kavanos and Hazik is all irrelevant. All you needed is that he holds that it's La Becheska Shimur. And just that's the way the Gemara somehow is saying it. I don't know.
If we understand how Rashi's grasping the Gemara, which doesn't. Once we understand, can we theoretically understand that Rabbeinu Tam is also saying that within the Mandamar Palganiska Mamona? Meaning that theoretically, even in Palganiska Mamona grants that it's less likely.
Wait. Taibit says the first was Mandar Palgan Niska Kanasa. And correct. This is Adar, the Mandar Palgan Niska Mamina. So that all the Gemara had to say is that a Mandamar, that it's Labacheska Shimur. So, okay,
What I'm trying to say is that theoretically, the Mandamar, that Palganiska Mamona, and who holds it, it's not Becheska Shimur, would have to grant the fact that it's less likely for a shore to gore than for a shore to eat. And therefore,
I don't know.
Overcome that distinction.
But it's a difference that apparently doesn't make for a difference.
Maybe it makes for a difference except for the Adarava. I mean, once we understand how the Adarava can compete with Muadim Tilasan, maybe in a Paganiska Mamona, we need it to compete also in that capacity.
Okay, I hear. But Pashas is not like you, but I hear. In other words, you're asking, you're saying very nicely, you're saying that the, even in Taibis says that the Adar Abba means the Mandamar Palgan Niska Mimayna. Now, even the Mandamar Palgan Niska Mimayna agrees that Rahmana Chasala. So, why is it that Rahmana Chasala by Karen, Tom, and they weren't Chasin anyone else? So there's two choices. You could either say it's Xeris Akasa, okay? Or the more logical approach is because even though it's B'lah B'chez Kishimer Kaime, but it only made it by the skin of its teeth, and which is anyway Mistarva to say to minimize the machlekes between the two Madamars. And since it's so close, you just fail by one, you just miss Chez Kishimer by the skin of your teeth. So therefore the Rahman is Chat. So Shamir is saying, so if that's the case, so there's still a percha. Granted, it's La Bechez Kashimur, but it's a little bit, it's not as much La Bechez Kashimur as everything else. So I would say that's a difference that doesn't make for a difference. Once you get a 69, there's no difference between a 69 and an 89. It's a difference that doesn't make for a difference. You flunked. Once you cross the line and halachically, you're defined as La Bechez Kashimur. So you're all La Bechez Kashimurs are equal. It's a pass fail course. That's what I would say. But you're saying that there is a Nachinami and that's recovering us as it comes to neutralize it. Okay, I hear it.
However, we understand this track, a Shekin Muadim Mitchalasim could be neutralized by Adarabba Kavanas Lahazik.
I hear it. Okay. And let's go further.
Maybe just repeat again how it fits into the words.
The suggestion was that really it doesn't fit into the words. Really, there was a mandamar. He said, especially if he said it somewhere, he said kavanasa lahazik is adifa. Now the reason why he holds kavanasa lahazik is adifa is because you started at the same point. Because you can only be Adifa because the Kavanos and Hazik is if without the Kavanos and Hazik you were equal. If without the Kavanos and Hazik you were negative, then who says Kavanos and Hazik would make you Adifa? So the simple meaning is the fact that he says Kavanos and Hazik makes you Adifa is a simon that without the Kavanos and Hazik he held you in the same.
Rashi is still correct. Lo yisparash hecha. That particular statement is lo yisparash hecha.
Okay, maybe I hear that could be. That's a nice thought. In other words, I was going to ask that, but I hear. In other words, what we're saying like this is that. The Iker Vart, but let's just get the Vart we're saying. The Iker Vart that Taibis is saying is that this Mandamar holds that La Bechez Kashimur. It's really irrelevant to Kabbalah Sarazik. It just, the way he verbalized that he holds La Bechez Kashimur is by saying Karen Adifa. because of Kavanos and Ahazik. By saying Karen Adiv because Kavanos and Ahazik, it's an indirect way of saying that you hold it's not Becheska Shimur. Because if you held it was Becheska Shimur, so then it wouldn't be Karen Adiva, because granted you have, because it's forget, pashas things don't cancel out. So granted you have a Maida that you're Kavanos and Ahazik, but you have a Kula that you're not, that you're Becheska Shimur. So the fact that he says Karen Kavanos and Ahazik is Adiva is indicative that he's holding that it's la becheska shimur, and therefore it's so that's what the type of thing that the man the amar karen adifa because the kavanos and ahazik, which by definition means that he holds that it's la becheska shimur. So then so he could learn it out. Okay, so what Sandy is saying, a nice point which I did not think of, but he's in beforehand, is that I was gonna ask, I was gonna say that Taivis's answer is 2 days on Daf Tesla. So the Chayra, the question is, can Rashi hold the Taisis? So I was gonna say that Pasha's Rashi, obvious Taivis, no one could ever say, according to Taivis, Lo Yadana Hecha, no, as far as Hecha, when it's a Beferish Gemara on Tesvav. Taivis called it a Beferish Gemara. How can Rashi say, if Rashi was learning, I was not planning on saying, and I'm still not sure that I'm wrong, but I hear your point. I was going to say that if Rashi learned like Taivis' second shot, he would never say no as far as Hecha, because it's Taivis said that the Beferish Gemara on Tesvav, the Gemara on Tesvav, one of the most famous Gemaras in Baba Kama, has 2 days, whether Karen is Becheska Shimur or not Becheska Shimur, Karen Dan. So how could you type this Rashi saying that was Parash Hecha? So it's a Raya that Rashi's not learning like the second shot of Tysus. Since Rashi's not learning like the second shot, so it makes us suspect that Rashi's learning like the first shot, which is anyway very likely, because when Taivis quotes of the Ein Nefarish, we mentioned this, I think Rashiva said, that when Taivis says Ein Nefarish, it's usually an indication that there's someone that's a Farish that way. Because otherwise, was he bothering saying Ein Nefarish? So the Chayra, Rashi can't hold like Taivis' second shot. He obviously doesn't hold like it. So therefore, he must hold like Taivis' first shot. But Sandy, he's saying that no, that when I made a mistake in Cheshbon, because Taivis is just saying it's based on the lumdus of the Gemara on Tesvav, but that doesn't fit into the words of the Gemara. The word of the Gemara is that Karen Adiva Shekein Kavanos and Ahazik means the Gemara. If the Gemara just wanted to quote the Gemara on Tesvav, they would have said that Amanda Amar Karen La Beches Geshimer Kaimei. The fact that the Gemara quotes Karen Adiva Shekein Kavanos and Ahazik means that there's somebody who made such a statement somewhere and used these words. Now, we can infer from those words that he owes, like the Madamar and Tesvav, that La Becheska Shimur Kaime. But the Maisa, he verbalized it. The way he verbalized La Becheska Shimur is by saying Karen Adiva. So you're saying, Sandy's saying that Rashi could agree with Tysus and still say, Lo as far as Hecha, because he doesn't know anywhere in Shas where someone verbalized with these words, right? So that could be.
Is there any substantive difference, or we're just suggesting that it's just different words?
No substantive difference. Just saying that the fact that he, for some reason, he wanted to go along and say Karen Atifa. He had an agenda. For some reason, we don't know where, in what context he was speaking. Mm. Rashi can't find it. He had a need to make Karen Adifa. It wasn't good enough for him to make Karen equal. He had a need to make Karen Adifa. So he went ahead and said that Karen is Adifa because it's Kavanos and Ahazik. Now, so once he said those words, I mean, obviously he said it for a reason. There was a reason he wanted to make Karen Adifa. But once he says those words, we can infer that he obviously holds that Karen is la b'cheska shimur, because if Karen would be b'cheska shimur, so then you can never make Karen adifa, because even though you have a ma'idah of kavanos la'azik, but you have a chisarin of b'cheska shimur. So the fact that he said those words is a siman that he holds that it's la b'cheska shimur. So even though there's a b'feresh gemara that says that, but there's no Gemara, may refer to the Beferesh Gemara that has an opinion that Karen's Lav Bechezke Shimur, but there's no Beferesh Gemara that verbalizes it in this way. So maybe that's what Rashi meant when he says, Lo is Farish Hecha.
It's one thing if you want to use that as like a way of figuring out that we have wrong Pshat and Tosus, but why are we debating if Rashi could fit into Tosus when Tosus says that Rashi does not fit into Tosus?
Yeah. Because you're right. But I'm not
that's
sure.
That's a good question. Right. According to our Mahalakh,
it might not be right. One second. Just wait a second. Give me a chance. You're not, because how could we go ahead? You know, as Tosfos might hold that you're not, you don't have to be. So, you know, there's Tosfos might not agree with this Diak and the Lashon. You know, we're saying maybe Tosfos, you know, according to Tosfos, Tzivus Pashtus, in other words, we said that the, you know, the Tzivus might just hold that the Gemara is quoting, the Tzivus apparently is saying that the Gemara is quoting the Mandamar and Daf Tesvav, who says, La Becheske Shimur, and the Gemara on its own is, quote, is adding, and therefore this Karen Adiba got the Kavanah Salahazik. Right? That's what Tzivus is saying. That the Gemara is quoting the Gemara in Tosfot, because that's the only Gemara that exists. Aye, why are you bringing in Karen Kavanos and Hazik? The Gemara is throwing it in, I don't know, an extra whipped cream on the cake. But we're saying, what Sandy is saying is that maybe Rashi holds it, that's very daichik. It does sound daichik. And in other words, Tosfos has to make a daichik in the reading of the Gemara. So the question is, because according to Tosfos, that the Gemara is quoting Daf Tesvav, so why does the Gemara, it doesn't say in Daf Tesvav, Kavanos and Ahazik. So the Gemara should just say, the Madamar and Karen, La Becheske Shimur Kaimei. So Tosfos have to say that our Gemara was paraphrasing Daf Tesvav in its own words and throwing in that Kavanos and Ahazik is a Chumrah. So the question is, so this is our choice. Do we say that that's a very wonderful answer that Tosfos is giving, that the Gemara is paraphrasing Daf Tesvav, and therefore the fact that Rashi says Lo is Farish Hecha, he's obviously disagreeing with Tosfos? Or do we say, like Sandy, that maybe Rashi felt that that point was a daichik in the reading, and therefore Rashi can basically agree with the lumdus of Tosfos, and it's just a small, there's a teeny machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Can you read in the Madamar and Tesvav into the words of Karen Adiva Shekavanos and Ahazik?
I saw the Maram Shif also, the Maram Shif suggests that Rashi could agree to Tosfos for a different reason than Sandy. He says that the Gemara later were Basroi, later than the Man Yamar of Cheska Shimur, Lav Cheska Shimur were Basroi to Rava. So that can't be the Man Yamar that he's referring to here.
That doesn't agree to the
Ramship says?
How does that agree to Tosfos?
The Maram Shif
gets involved.
The words of Karen Adifa, Shekain Gavanasa Lahazik means La Becheske Shimur Kaimei. If that's what the words mean, so how could Rashi say Lo is Farish Hecha? What do you mean? It's the Beferish Gemara on Daf Tesvav. So he's saying it's because the Rava could not have been quoting the that Gemara, because that Gemara was written after Rava. So when Rava said, "When Amanda Omar," Rashi says, I can't find the Gemara, the people that Rava is quoting. Because Rava obviously was quoting something that it was before his time. He wasn't quoting Daf Tesvav. Okay, that's a very,
Rabbi, is the Gemara, so the Gemara mentions about Karen being weaker and Karen being stronger. Are we saying there's an implied Manda Amar that says holds us the same, or it's got to be either weaker or stronger?
We're saying that it's for the Gemara's purposes, it's irrelevant that it's stronger. It would be fine if it was equal. It just happens to be that since Karen has Kavanasa Lahazik, which is undeniable, so if it's equal, then it automatically becomes stronger.
So there is no scenario where it's equal.
I have to tell you a joke because I'm overtime, and I don't think
15 more minutes.
I don't think this joke is funny. It's not funny, but I heard this joke from one of the Gdolei Hador, so I have to tell it to you, even though it's not funny. I heard this joke from Avnosin Shulman, with Rashiva of Salvaka of Bnei Brak, and I don't think it was his joke. He was touching up the difference between a Yaki and a Litvak. Okay, this is the difference between a Yaki and a Litvak. So he said that there was a Litvisha Melamed. Melamed in Europe was, I'll be careful because I'm a Melamed, but in Europe, the Melameds were the lowest paying people. They were the lowest, because people made as it is, they made only nothing, and then they paid their Melamed. The Lamed was like the babysitter, you pay your babysitter. So he's the lowest salary worker. So there was a Malamed in Europe. So he said, if I had Rothschild's money, I would be richer than Rothschild. Why? Because I would be a Malamed on the side. So he said, that's the difference. A Litvak would be a Malamed on the side. A German would never be a Malamed on the side. You can't, if you're a banker, you're a banker. You can't be a Malamed. You have to be, in a Litvak, he can have such a mentality. I can be a banker, a multimillionaire, and then on the side, I'll be a Malamed. Okay, anyway.
What so does that apply to this Gemara?
It applies like this. Karen has, if Karen would be, is, means Karen has all the money of Rothschild. Right? Karen has, if on the side that Karen is, then by definition, Karen is Adifa because he's also a Malamed, because he also has the Chumrah of Kavanah Salahazik. So Karen can never be equal because it happens to be, it has an extra Chumrah. Karen has this Litvish Jew, is a Malamed. So he can never be just as rich as a Rothschild. If he be just as rich as Rothschild, he'll always be richer, right? So Karen, it's the same part. Karen has Kavanah Salahazik. So if Lu Yitzur, Karen was the same as everything else, because Karen is La Bechez Kashimur, then by definition, Karen will be Adifa. So, but it's really not relevant. It's just, that's
okay, but if that's the case, then Rashi doesn't really the understanding that Rashi's saying that's not what we're saying. We don't know where we're coming from. Setting aside the Ram shifting, but just saying that the Batsman Tesvov, then it is telling us that if it's true.
Yeah, but it never used that way of talking. So maybe what Sandy was saying, and I didn't like it, is that it's a funny way of talking. Just talk straight to the point. Talk straight. Don't talk in riddles. You want to say, let's say this Malamed wants to say, that he wants to tell us that he has all the money of Rothschild. What did he say? Who did we say?
Rothschild.
What?
Rothschild. Rothschild.
Rothschild.
Okay. So he wants it. So you're going to say, you know what? I'm richer because I'm a Malamed. That's not relevant. Like, who cares? Just say that you got all the money. I won the lottery. I'm just as rich as he is. You don't say, oh, you know what? I'm richer. So there's no point to bring in that you have a mind of Kavanah Salahazik.
No, one second.
They're not relevant.
So therefore,
what Sandy is saying is that it's Mistara, the Gemara brought it in. Really, there's no reason. There's absolutely no reason. Adamai, the only reason why he brought it in, because that happened to be the quote. So when he said it, he had a reason. Because he wanted to say more chomer, because he was speaking in some other place where it was relevant that it's more chomer. He was in a it made a difference. So he said it that way. And we're quoting him because we're quoting the quote. So then Rashi has a right to say, though, as far as Heikha, because I don't know. Okay, so let's just summarize where we're holding. So Tysus, we don't understand Tysus's first shot. We supposedly understand Tysus's second shot. We're not so sure how it fits into the words of the Gemara, but somehow Tysus fits it in. So what can you do? He uses a sledgehammer to fit it in. And the Rashi, we do not know. It's Rashi holding like Tysus's second shot. And Rav Shiv says he could, and Sandy also says he could. Pasha, as you read Tysus, it sounds like Tysus is saying that Rashi doesn't. Oh, that's right. Chesky is definitely right. That's a simple reading of Tysus. But we see that there's a possibility that Rashi could hold of it. And assuming, though, that the way you read Pashas, the way Tysus reads, that Rashi doesn't hold of it, so what is Rashi holding? So which would bring us back that Rashi's holding Tysus's first shot. That's sort of the definitely mashmos of Tysus. That's how Tysus gripped Rashi, but I'm not sure. So then the question would be, what's John the first shot? Okay, then we still have to do the gra. So tomorrow, I think what we should start with is the gra. And I'm not sure if we start with the gra. We should do the gra and we should go back over Tysus's first shot. Tysus's first shot to see if we can make any sense out of it. And also, is Tysus's question that Tysus asked in his first shot, is it really a valid question? We'll have to think about that because especially if you want to say that Rashi might have held of that first shot. But there seems to be I'm sure people must talk about it. There seems to be a relatively simple answer to Tysus's question. But okay, let's wait.
Of the Ein Lafarish?
On the Ein Lafarish, yeah. So we'll start. I want to go over the Tysus's Ein Lafarish again. We were bothered, according to the Ein Lafarish, we couldn't understand what the Mander and Karen Atifa means. Want to know what Tysus? Okay, and then I want to do the Gra. Okay.
The Gra is referencing what? The Dalet Amud Aleph on top?
Yes, Pashtus. But Pashtus, the Gra doesn't make any sense because over there, it doesn't say over there that Karen beats out the Kula of not Muad Mitzvah. They're just saying that don't tell me that Kavanos and Hazik is a Chumrah, right? That's Pashas. I don't know if John
but Shane is more.